Welcome to Perspectives. I'm Joan Herman. The focus of today's show is the upcoming May 21st special election in Clatsop County. The ballot will include countywide races for the Port of Astoria Commission, the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors, and the Sunset Empire Transportation District. It also will include more local races for all school district boards, two small health districts, and more. Here to help make sense of the election are two longtime political activists, Cheryl Johnson and Brian Kidder. Johnson, a Brownsmead resident, helped lead the ultimately victorious 10-year battle against the construction of a liquefied natural gas terminal. Kidder, an Astoria resident, chairs the Clatsop County Democrats organization and served as campaign chair of Clatsop County Commissioner Pamela Webb's successful bid for office last year. Welcome to the studio, Cheryl and Brian.
Good morning, Joan. Thank you.
Joan, thank you very much for having us.
Many people aren't even aware that we're having an election in 3 weeks. Why should they care?
Well, I'll start with that. I think that it's very important for people to care, especially for these elections in May, because they're all dominated by special district elections. And what that really means in a nutshell is that these governmental bodies are the very closest to the services that all the citizens of this county want. You want clean water, you have a water district that you can run for and vote for. You want fire protection outside of a city, go to your fire district. Transportation needs, you name it. This ballot is filled with special districts that cover the entire range of activities across this county.
Great. Cheryl, what else would you add to that? Why should they care?
In the even years, we have a chance to vote for state offices and national offices, but this is odd years. So as Brian mentioned, this is a thing called special districts. So it's as local as you can get. It's as close to home as you can get. And one of the things that gets included in special districts are school districts. And we all care about how our children are educated. In my situation, how our grandchildren are educated. And for all of these special districts, for the port, for Clatsop Community College, for local schools, we all pay taxes to those. So that we would be involved with who's making the decisions is really, really important.
So even renters are paying taxes indirectly, whether they're aware of it or not. Quite a bit of taxes for all of us, whether we vote or not. So we might as well have a say.
Right.
Oh, and that's especially true in districts that you may perceive as you don't have a dog in that fight. The Port of Astoria may sound like only the people in Astoria get to vote for it. Untrue. Everyone in this county who pays property taxes has a portion of it that goes to the Port of Astoria.
Well, that's a good place to start, Brian. Talk a little bit about what is on the port ballot, or Cheryl.
So the port is going to have a contested race between candidates running for position 3, and that's going to be Bill Hunsinger and Scott McLean. Mr. Hunsinger is the incumbent, has served for many years. Mr. McLean is someone who has worked at the port in his past, and so a very important race. If people have followed the port, they know that it's been a rather contentious group there. And that's going to be one that a lot of people will watch. It's important for people to pay attention to the port, as we mentioned before, because they all pay taxes into it. The Democrats are sponsoring a forum on May the 4th that will feature Mr. Hunsinger and Mr. McLean, in addition to a forum for two candidates that are running for a position on the Clatsop Community College. It's a great chance for people to come out and ask their own questions, submit questions, and hear what those candidates have to say. But the port is a very viable part of this community. And whether you live in Astoria or Jewell or wherever within Clatsop County, that port is something that you should pay attention to.
That's a really good point, because despite the name, Port of Astoria, it serves and taxes the entire county. So that's one countywide race. Are there other openings on the Port Commission?
There is a seat that Mr. Stevens, Robert Stevens, is filling, but he is running unopposed. He was appointed to that position and now has to run for it. He is running unopposed for that seat. So two seats are open. Only one of them has a contest between two individuals.
And I understand that's fairly typical for this special election in that many of the seats are either running unopposed or they may not even have any candidates.
And I think an example of that is Clatsop Community College. And again, like the Port, everyone who lives in this in Clatsop County gets to vote for the Port. Everyone who lives in Clatsop County gets to vote for Clatsop Community College. And this time round, there are five positions that are open, and only one of them drew two people to run against each other. Director, Zone 1, Position 1, is Karen Burke, who is running unopposed. Director, Zone 2, Position 4, is Ann Tefford Cantor, and she is running unopposed. Unfortunately, Zone 3, Position 6, and Zone 3, Position 7 did not draw candidates. But the one that is that did draw two candidates is Zone 2, Position 2. It's for a two-year unexpired term. The others are all four-year terms. But in this one, Andrea Mazzarella is running, and Sarah Meyer is running.
Okay, and those are long-time folks from the Astoria community. What strikes me is that two of those positions, two of the seven on the college board, have nobody running for them. So what happens in that case?
I believe that what may be available to that board is the opportunity to appoint people to those positions until another election comes around. Many of the races that are on the ballot involve filling positions that had been filling by ballot positions that had been appointed earlier within the past 2 years.
And it seems somewhat sad that we have two positions with no candidates. Why do both of you think that is?
I think a lot of people think that politics is not for them. It's for somebody else, or it's too far away. And what both Brian and I have been working on locally, along with a lot of other people, is to encourage people to run. And even if you have never run before, to run for a local position, to run for your fire district, to run for your water district, it's a very good place to start. And there are people in Clatsop County who have helped with elections before and can help people with theirs. Politics sometimes gets a bad name, but on a local level, I think it's very exciting. And it's the one place that you really can make a change. You can make a difference.
And it's very accessible. It's easy to get a hold of your county commissioner, your city councilor, your community college board director. So,
and I believe that in the state of Oregon, we're blessed with the mail-in ballot that gives a whole host of people an opportunity to not have to worry about a particular day that they want to vote. Other states are looking at doing the same thing, but there's also a curse to it, which is it doesn't provide the actual hard focus of a date for people to gather together at a place to vote. Therefore, many people don't act on their ballot when it comes in. They know they've got 3 weeks. They sit there. They don't make a decision. And when you look at the voting return totals, the last 3 or 4 days of the election period are the ones that most of those ballots show up. So we're lucky that we have the mail-in ballot, but at the same time, we really need people to focus on these elections. For those of us that don't pay attention to politics like we do, people don't know that there's an election until something shows up in the mail. And that's a part of the thing that we're trying to overcome by giving awareness through forums, through conversations like we're having right now, so that people are aware that there are elections coming up.
That's an excellent point, Brian. And before I forget, I want to mention that today, April 30th, is the deadline to register to vote in Oregon. You can drop by the Clatsop County Elections Department in Astoria, 820 Exchange Street, the second floor, to do that by 5 p.m. today, or you can register online by 11:59 p.m. tonight. But after that, you are out of luck for this election as far as registering to vote. And my understanding is ballots are being mailed out May 1st through May 7th. So if you don't get one by, say, May 10th, I would contact the County Elections Department. Why? We have made it so accessible for all Oregonians to vote. And as you, both of you, were telling me before the show, we've got a really good percentage of eligible voters in the county registered. So why don't we get more people voting?
I think that when it comes to the special elections, like we're having this May, there's not as much media attention, and therefore people just, as we mentioned before, they just don't pay attention until something shows up in the mail. National elections, they can't avoid hearing about it, so there's a higher turnout for that. And I believe that that's the case that we face here, even though we have, Cheryl, you know the percentages of participation in the past special elections. We just don't have a lot of people voting because they either don't feel it's important to them or they haven't heard very much about it.
Yes, Cheryl, add to that, please.
I was going to say that in this election, there are two great things happening that will help voters decide who to vote for. And one of them is that this will be the very first time in Clatsop County that we have had a voter's pamphlet for the special districts. In the past, it cost the county money, so there were a group of citizens who went and asked the county, could they please put that in the budget? And so we haven't had that before. We've just had it in the even year elections, which are the state and federal ones. So there is a voter's pamphlet, which should have arrived in everyone's home by now. And that's a great tool to find out who's running against whom, what kind of background they have, who they are. Well, at my house, we put the voter's pamphlet on the table and the ballot beside it, and we go through it and work our way through it. So it's sort of like, you know, our homework, and that's what we have to help us with.
It'll be interesting to see if there's an uptick in voter turnout this time because we have a voter's pamphlet for the first time in a special election in quite some time. Let's talk about another countywide race for Sunset Empire Transportation District. First of all, what is the district? What does it do? Brian?
Well, I'll speak to that one. I was fortunate enough to be appointed to that commission in December of 2017, and I am on the ballot unopposed for that as an elected member of that group. The transportation district, everyone sees the buses that roam around town all throughout the county. That's what we do. We provide transportation services to many different segments. It's not just students trying to get to community college. It's workers trying to get from the towns along 101. It's citizens that are trying to find their way to Portland that don't have another route car to get there. So transportation in terms of mass transit is what we focus on within the transportation district.
How well used is the transportation district?
I would say that we are fairly well used. We're a good service, especially when tourists come to town, because those numbers increase drastically for us. But I don't believe that we are used well enough, especially when it comes to issues like moving people along the very congested 101 corridor. A concern that many share is summer congestion is very bad. Wait if we ever have any kind of weather or seismic event and see if you can move on 101. Buses are a way of avoiding the traffic. Yeah, they have to ride on the same streets too, but a bus can hold 30 people where a car generally holds one as it goes down 101.
Excellent point. So how many positions from the transportation district are on the ballot?
There are four on the ballot this go-round. Two of them are contested. Let's see, those are going to be contested by, as I'm thumbing through my pieces of paper here, I know that Larry Taylor and Tracy McDonald are vying for position one, and Debbie Booth Schmidt and Lila Gable are vying for position five. Tamara Taylor, no relation to Larry Taylor, Tamara Taylor is unopposed for position six, and I'm unopposed for position seven.
And I'll just mention, you are running for one of those positions, but if you were running opposed, we would not have you on the show. But since you aren't opposed, there's no problem with that. If you're just joining me, you are listening to a pre-recorded interview with local political activists Cheryl Johnson and Brian Kidder. They are speaking about the upcoming May 21st special election in Clatsop County. I'm Joan Herman on Perspectives on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. Let's talk about the school board races now. I believe we have school board races for every district in the county. Would you like to start talking about Astoria and Seaside, Cheryl?
Yes, I can tell you there are three positions open in Seaside, in the Seaside School District, and there is a forum for that one, which is one of the things that helps us figure out who to vote for, which is excellent. So the Seaside School Board Candidate Forum is Tuesday, April 30th at 7 p.m., and it will be in the at Broadway Middle School Library, which is on Broadway in Seaside. Zone 1, Position 1 is Sharon Swedenborg, running unopposed. Zone 4, Position 2 is Mark Truax, running unopposed. And then Zone 5, Position 1 has three people running. So Jeremy Miles, Sandra Gomez, and John Dunzer. And again, that candidate forum is tonight at 7 p.m.
Good to let people know about that. And where was the location for that again?
Broadway Middle School Library, which is 1120 Broadway in Seaside.
So the forum for Seaside School Board candidates. And what about Astoria, the Astoria School District? Brian?
So in Astoria, there are two positions that are open, one of which is contested. The position two, currently filled by David Ozer. David is running against Heidi Wintermute for that position. Jimmy Pearson, who was appointed to position three just a few months ago, Jimmy is running for that slot unopposed. So in Astoria, two open positions, only one is two candidates facing each other.
All right, and I don't know who the candidates are, but I know we also have school board races for the Napa and Jewell school boards as well. So those of you who live out in those areas, be sure to check your voter's pamphlet to see who's on the ballot there. I'm curious, how did each of you get involved in local politics? What inspired you?
For me, I was active in the community more in social issues and then environmental issues, and I became very active when there were liquefied natural gas proposals on the Columbia River, and I began to get to be active in that. And then what we realized was that local elections are where a great deal of important decisions are made, especially on permitting and zoning. And so there are five Clatsop County commissioners, and within that fight, the time came up when three of those positions were open. So there were good people who were willing to run, and I became very active in that campaign. And what I realized, the power of voting and the power of finding and then supporting good candidates and the decisions that they make and how they impact our lives. It was very powerful. And I have continued to volunteer on local elections since then.
And I wasn't living here at the time, but my understanding with the liquefied natural gas opposition is that it was a group of local individuals up against a huge corporation.
Yes, it was very much the classic David and Goliath.
Wow. That must have been very empowering when you finally got the word that you had defeated Goliath.
And a critical step in that whole procedure was running great candidates and then successfully putting them in office. And they were able to deny permitting for the pipeline, which would have dissected the entire Clatsop County.
So there's a great example of how a small group of local individuals, as Margaret Mead said, really can make a huge difference. Do you ever want to run for office yourself, Cheryl?
I am lucky enough to live out in East County, and I have had two back-to-back great county commissioners, so they don't need me there, and I don't have a city, so I'm very content to work behind the scenes and help good people get elected. And one of the tools for doing that is to do candidate forums, and there is a great one coming up this Saturday.
Brian.
So that sounds like a great plug opportunity here. This Saturday on May the 4th, beginning at 1 p.m. at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside, we're going to have a forum where, first up, we will have candidates that are facing off for the community college. We'll talk. That's Andrea Mazzarella and Sarah Meyer going to face questions and have an opportunity. We'll take questions from the floor. That will be followed by the two candidates for the contested port seat. So that's Bill Hunsinger and Scott McLean. we're really looking forward to giving the public the opportunity to come ask their questions and to hear the responses from candidates. These are two very important positions. In fact, all of these positions on the ballot in May are very important. But we're wanting to use this as an opportunity for people to get out, hear straight from the candidates, and make their own decisions.
Brian, go ahead, Cheryl.
I was going to say there are two goals that we hope we're hitting with this time and place. One is that a lot of times the candidate forums, even though they're for countywide issues, are held in Astoria, and we chose to hold this one in Seaside, sort of more centrally located in the county, hoping to get a good turnout from people who are geographically all over the county, because as we mentioned before, everyone who lives in Clatsop County gets to vote for the port. Everyone who lives in Clatsop County gets to vote for the county commissioners. We also hope that we hit a sweet spot about when we're having it. So people already have their voter's pamphlet in their hands. Hopefully it's on the kitchen table at home or on the counter. And the ballots should drop any time. People may have their ballots Friday or Saturday or possibly Monday, but the ballots will be coming out very shortly. So hopefully they will come and listen to who is running for port commissioner, who is running for community college before they've marked their ballots and go home to be able to make an intelligent choice.
Brian, what inspired you to get involved in local politics?
Joan, I spent a career in corporate public relations and communications, and as part of that, governmental affairs was one of the things that we were involved with. So I was heavily involved from that perspective. Once I left the corporate world, I felt kind of free to express my own views versus those of my employer, and I felt as though there were points that I was more motivated to make given the insight that I had from the experience that I had in the corporate world. So I jumped in, helped Pam Webb with her campaign, and from there have really tried to keep my finger in what's going on here in the community.
And Pam Webb was successfully elected to the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners in November and began serving in January. Well, what are some of the other races that we haven't yet touched on the ballot? Well, Brian, you mentioned water districts and fire districts.
There are plenty of water district races up there, plenty of fire district races. One that's kind of breaking the mold in terms of having people run for the positions is the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District.
I apologize. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they have a similar name to the Transportation District with Sunset Empire, but a completely different group. That board has two open positions. Seven people are running for those two positions. So if you look back in their past, the Park and Recreation District there had an unsuccessful bond measure to do some things, and I believe it's gotten the electorate fired up to make change or at least weigh in on what's going on. And in that particular race, there are four people running for position four. Marty, I'm about to murder your name here. WAJC, Marty Wacht, Catherine Parker, Shirley Yates, and John Chapman. In the position five slot, Lindsay Morrison, Patrick Dudahetchek, and Rodney Roberts are vying for that. So that's one that will be quite interesting. And while we don't have big election nights with tote boards and Tom Brokaw reporting, we the Clatsop Democrats, are going to try to get together at the night of the election at Fort George and plug in our computer and watch the numbers come in from when the county posts them. So if you're wanting to come do that election night, you're perfectly welcome. You get to pay for your own beer and pizza, but come enjoy the fun with us.
And that's open to everyone, regardless of political affiliation.
It is. You know, all of these are partisan races, and there are very few actual partisan races that folks in this community get to vote for anyway, meaning a Democratic Party candidate works its way up through a primary system. So if you want to get involved in politics, it's mostly going to be in the nonpartisan realm, and we encourage people to jump in with both feet.
I have to say the election night party is a lot of fun because you get the results instantly. It's amazing. I don't know how the elections department gets those returns out so quickly, but pretty much at 8:01, almost all of the races, we've got the ballots counted for. So it's fun to find out right away. Cheryl, you look like you had something to say a second ago.
I wanted to mention that Sunset Empire Parks and Rec is also holding a candidates forum. That's on May 6th. It's at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside. And I'm sorry I don't have the time for that one, but that's Sunset Empire Parks and Rec on May 6th for their candidate forum.
I bet you could call the district or go to their website and find out the details about that. Before we run out of time, and I know we're getting close, let's remind listeners when and where all the various candidate forums are. So if you want to start with the one, actually today, Cheryl, the school board forum.
So that's Seaside School Board, Tuesday, April 30th at 7 p.m. And it will be introduced by Seaside AAUW District President Cindy Gold and moderated by the Signal editor R.J. Marks. That's at Broadway Middle School Library, 1120 Broadway in Seaside.
Great. And Brian?
On May the 4th, you'll have a candidate forum involving the Port of Astoria and races for the community college. It will be at 1 p.m. at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside. That's 1225 Avenue A. Be there starting at 1.
And when was the Park District forum for the Sunset Empire Park District?
May 6th. So Sunset Empire Parks and Rec, May 6th. Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside.
And the Park District covers Seaside and Gearhart also?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Any other issues, races on the ballot coming up?
Both of the health districts have positions. And so the Union Health District in Seaside covers the management of their particular hospital. The Clatsop Care Health District involves some of the facilities here. And so both of those groups have elections as well.
And the Clatsop Care Health District has, my understanding, the only skilled nursing care facility in the county. So that's a really important organization that we, most of us in the county, pay taxes to. Well, we are just about out of time. Just a sentence or two from each of you about why people should vote again.
Special districts is as close to home as we can get. So this election is school boards and all of the things in your community. So I will get to vote on my Napa Fire District. I will get to vote on my Napa School District. I will get to vote on my Water District. So look at your ballot. A lot of them are specific to you and your community and your family.
Thank you, Brian.
And I think that it's important to remember that if you want change, you have to fight for it. It's not going to be given to you, and elections are a way of being able to fight for change.
Great point to end on. We are out of time. I want to thank my guests, Cheryl Johnson and Brian Kidder, who have been speaking about the upcoming May 21st special election in Clatsop County. Thank you, Cheryl and Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joan.
Johnson and Kidder have been active in Clatsop County politics for some time, having served on committees to help elect local residents to office, and in Johnson's case, helping to lead a decade-long opposition to a liquefied natural gas terminal in the county. Kidder also chairs the Clatsop County Democrats organization. The deadline to register to vote is today, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the County Elections Office on the second floor of 820 Exchange Street in Astoria, or online tonight at 11:59 p.m. Ballots are scheduled to be mailed out May 1st through 7th and must be returned no later than 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 21st. Postmarks do not count. There are voter drop boxes around the county as well as outside the elections office in Astoria. Voters' pamphlets were mailed out about 10 days ago to all registered voters in the county. This is Perspectives, and I'm your host, Joan Herman. The show is brought to you in part by a grant from the Clatsop County Cultural Coalition. Perspectives was engineered today by Brian Bovenizer. The show can be heard on the stations of Coast Community Radio, 91.9 Astoria and 89.5 Tillamook. You also can find show podcasts on the station's website. If you would like to contact me, send me an email to perspectives@coastradio.org. Thanks for listening.